gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Clawson, Michigan. She is the owner of Alpha Advisory Group. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Gabriella Barthelot to the program. Gabriella, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
Oh, I am doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
So I am a financial coach with Alpha Advisory Group. I'm also a financial counselor and advocate. And what I do is work with small businesses to help them as they make financial transitions and decisions throughout their daily business plans. Sometimes they get into ruts, sometimes they get into tight spots, and sometimes they just need a trustworthy person to speak to. And so I provide that space for them.
All righty. Now, what got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
Well, actually, I was an educator and a teacher and an instructor for what was then called Michigan First. And we helped people get back to work who were laid off or dislocated. And I actually was approached by young ladies during class after she spent the week with me and said her mother was opening a training program for the UAW to work with the UAW workers and their finances. And so she asked me to work with her mom. I met with her mom, and we put a program together. We worked on it about a year. We got the right connections, and then we got into the UAW, and we taught classes off and on for about 6 years together. After I left that project, I decided to go on my own, and I opened my own company, which is Alpha Advisory Group, in 2003. And so I've been in business ever since.
All righty. Now, what kind of background does somebody need to be able to do what you do, get to where you are?
Normally, economic, financial. To be a specific coach or a financial counselor, you need to be an accredited financial counselor or a financial fitness coach. So you want to associate yourself with organizations that have recognized credentials throughout the country, so that you have the right education and you're getting the right information to share with clients, be it families, individuals, nonprofits, or businesses. So you want to make sure you know what's going on with consumer law. So I get a lot of my information from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Federal Trade Commission, all kinds of nonprofit organizations throughout the country. But I've been in this type of work for over 22 years. So you can imagine you develop a lot of information throughout the years.
Yeah.
And so I have my own encyclopedia and dictionary of resources to help my clients.
You know where to get the information from, right? If you don't know the information directly, you know where to get it, right?
Exactly.
Alrighty. Now, when somebody does come to you for the first time, you know, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
The most of right now, especially with small businesses, is just making sure that as they make their financial decisions, they have a trusted person that they can run their ideas and their resources by. For instance, I have a whole group of collision and automotive small shop business owners, and a lot of them are making different decisions about where they're getting funding sources from, what banks they're working with, and the different ways that they can finance and expand their businesses. So before they make final decisions, we make sure that their resources are clean, are ethical, and also that the decisions that they're making, they have an objective viewpoint on how it could work out for them. So I don't tell people what to do, but I'm definitely a sounding board and a clearinghouse for information. Because sometimes people know what to do, they just need a safe space where they can share information and make sure they're on the right path.
All righty. Now, how has COVID-19 affected you, or has it?
Well, COVID-19 hasn't really affected me per se. I've actually been busier in that people, again, with so much fraud and folks trying to take advantage of people out here, they want to make sure that the folks they're associating with are safe. So I'm finding that I'm listening to a lot of different situations and helping my client base sift through the truth and what the fraud is out there. And also just, you know, being a soothing person for them and professional, not just professionally, but being that trusted person that they can talk to, because some people are fearful, nervous, and unsure. And so sometimes I am that advocate or that support where they know that whatever they share with me, it will be safe, and I'm going to advise them based on what's important and safe for them and make sure that outside entities don't take advantage of them.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you, you know, after all is said and done here?
I think after all this is said and done, I'm finding that I'm giving a lot of health advice. Not that I want to be a doctor or nurse, but I've always been very interested and have practiced natural and healthy ways of taking care of myself and spiritually as well, not religious, but spiritually. And so I'm finding that I'm advising people in that area as well. So I'm taking a look at that so that I could be that holistic coach for people. So adding the life coaching set to my repertoire, if you will, because I already do career and financial, of course, but it looks like I'm doing a lot of life lessons type coaching and healing, if you will. So I'm looking at that area to add on to my business.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
So they can go to my website, which is www.alphaadvisorygroup.com. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and they can reach me directly on my business cell at 248-763-7376.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
All right, and thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.